It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
How about peanut butter and jelly on a chocolate-covered graham cracker?
With thin layers of banana on top.
Yeah, baby. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, the only show in America that can't get their interns to go out and buy one single effing light bulb. Dummies. Idiot. We're going to punish them, though. Judy in the sky. I've got something in mind. It's an old traditional punishment. Katie was talking about our latest intern, yeah. Jeff.
Yes, she was.
And Jeff is you were talking casually. Apparently, Jeff, although he can't find a light bulb with Horst out there, has a bit of a ball-busting tendency with some of his superiors and some of the elders at the radio station.
It was his first day.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And he was just a little bit ball-busting towards me. And
okay, which he shouldn't be.
Right, no. And I told him I thought he could show me just a little bit more respect.
There you go, because you're not going to take crap from an intern.
Or anybody.
That's right. True.
We've met. I'm Katie. I don't take crap.
Right. That's right.
So I think I said something. You could show me a little bit more respect. And he said, who are you? And I said, I'm Katie. I work here. That's all you need to know.
There you go.
Yeah, that's
right.
True.
Oh, well, actually, I didn't know that. This is a punishment. This has to be a punishment.
Oh,
I believe
he's sweet.
That's a punishment.
He
I don't care if he's sweet.
Better.
It's the combination of the light bulbs. Then he was throwing around a little attitude. The other guy. Yeah. So I think Horst and Jeff, when they get...
I don't like Horst.
What?
That right out there. Oh, no,
what are you saying?
There. He's judging us all. I know. It's not his job to
Horst
judge.
Thinks we're all going to hell.
Oh, yeah.
Beth Ann, right. I have one question for you. Do we have duct tape? Duct tape.
I'm just getting a little water. I know. I'm thirsty.
Listen, boy, you're bubbling quite a bit.
Always have. Yes.
Do we have duct tape?
Sure.
When they get back, please let them know. Yes, I'm going to duct tape them to a tree. Thank you. The tree right out front, it was done. How many years ago did Don and I do that to one of the interns? Long time ago.
Well, you're looking at
it. But there won't be any honey or crickets this time to bite with their shirts off. But we will duct tape. And that's a mild punishment. Yes, Katie, you can.
Can I ask one follow-up question of Katie before
Yes, please go.
What is it that makes you hate Horst so much? Is it his convictions?
I don't hate.
Okay, no. Why do you despise him?
Well, he tried to make me feel guilty because I worked with the interns over the break. Mm-hmm. And
that's right. And you let him, you gave him a free pass to leave, right?
How did he make you feel guilty?
I had nothing else to show him.
That particular day?
I was like, well, you know, that's everything I've got for you. Mm-hmm. Why don't you guys go ahead and go home? I know it's your summer break. I've kept you here for 2.5 hours. And he goes, well, but I need my hours. And I said, okay, well, it's all right. I don't have 4 hours of work for you today. You can go ahead and put four
you
hours.
Sign
done.
Off on four.
Right. Oh, I could never do that.
Like, okay.
Jesus Christ, are you kidding me?
Oh, and then you said, right. Jesus Christ, now he hates you forever.
He loves that.
Well, just think, you'll be looking outside in a few minutes, and he'll be taped to a tree.
It sounds fabulous.
All right, let's get our guest on. This gentleman comes to us from MaximMagazine.com, Maxim.com, Jordan Burchette. Jordan, how are you? Good to have you on the show. How are you, sir?
Good, thank you. How are y'all doing?
We're doing great. We're just having a little trouble with our interns today, Jordan. Do you get interns at Maxim.com?
Yeah, it sounds like you're letting your interns look at you.
Now, Jordan, I have to ask you, the thing is, they've been troublesome. Are you on one of those speaker phones, Jordan, because it's hard to hear you?
I am. Is that proving problematic?
Is there a chance we could tweak that a little bit so we could hear you a little clearer?
I could scream like a maniac.
I'm just trying to get you off the speaker if we can.
This thing's only speaker is the problem.
Oh, boy. So echoey.
It's an amazing echo.
It really
you know, this is.
Is.
This has been another thing on the show as we evolve here that, you know, usually this is something that would be discussed with a producer, would be talking to you about this, but sounding like this, I guess, was not. It sounded fine to you when you talked to him?
Well, Jake wasn't on a speakerphone. We just tell him, I'll put him on hold, and then we'll try to solve
it. Okay, just go get it worked out. We'll get Jordan back on the line here in just a second.
Jordan,
thank you very much.
I just received an instant message from Chris, our boss.
Yes.
Yeah. I laugh when I say that. Whoa. It says, Horst talked back to BA during the last break.
Did he really?
He sassed her.
Okay, we're going to tape them to the tree. And what should we put on the poster that we put on these guys right now? I'm going to put you on hold, Jordan. Hold on a second.
All right.
Thank you. Let me
How
put
about,
him on hold.
The problem with tomorrow.
The problem with tomorrow. No, it should be something, a statement about them. Idiot. Idiot on either side. I think we should just have some sort of poster where they're holding it up. You know, like they do in China when they have the prisoners and they're parading them through the streets and they have that type of thing.
Would dunce be too old school?
Dunce might be old school, but
great word though.
Or
dunce.
Perhaps respect, which neither one of them seems to have for the elders. Here.
That's
very
true.
Difficult. Mm-hmm. I think one of the things that I did learn from the listeners that brought the light bulbs by is these CFL light bulbs do not have the warnings on them that I thought I would see. I had one of the larger packages that I got at Costco.
Hey, hey.
Thank you very much, Buzz. but one of these, I'm trying to find like the warning, and there's more
even
warranty.
Even on that little writing didn't have anything?
No, we can't find anything.
Caution, for use only in 120 volts, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. One says don't. God, the writing is so small.
Let me see it.
It's crazy.
I have paralyzed.
All right, right here. These. I don't think even you are going to be able to decipher
light,
this.
Tiny light blue ink on a white background. It's designed not to be read.
There's something about California says you'll get sick if you put it in your mouth.
Okay, well, you will. It's mercury, and it's poison.
Help and being held captive in a light bulb. No. Caution. For use only in 120-volt 60-hertz circuits, do not expose to moisture or water. Do not open. No user serviceable parts inside. Do not use with dimmer. To install or remove, handle bulb by grasping base. Do not grasp glass portions.
Why can't you use one in a dimmer? I'm curious about that.
Because I think you need the full power to make that light gas.
They flicker and they don't work well on a dimmer.
This says warranty. I don't have any reliable.
This device is not intended for use with emergency exit fixtures or emergency exit lights, photocells, and electronic timers.
Right.
And
nothing about mercury, though.
Haven't seen it yet.
No. What I'm hearing is that they're really no more dangerous than your average fluorescent light bulb.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on a second. On the light bulb itself.
Oh.
This bulb contains mercury. Manage in accordance with disposal laws.
There it is. The disposal laws. And that's the stuff they don't put on the package.
No.
Please do not paste. Please do not place the bulb in your mouth like Uncle Fester.
Oh, God, I swear to God. This is when I feel like a 90-year-old man. I'm holding it like 6 miles away. Risk of electric shock. That's a standard light bulb warning.
Warning, this light bulb lighting product has one or more soldered electrical connection points on its base that contain lead.
Mm-hmm. Do you know another thing that I saw when this congressman was standing up? Where is yours made? Does it have a made in? He says they are all of them, made in China.
Ah, really?
All of our light bulbs are made in China.
Part of the plot.
We know how safe that is.
Made in China.
Hey, BA, what's going on with that guy? Are we getting him back on the line? Can you give me an update on that through my lovely headphones?
Lead is a chemical known to the state of California to cause cancer.
Yeah, lead and
mercury. Birth defects or other reproductive harm.
This guy said, I don't know whether he was mocking the government warnings that they have, but apparently the way this works is that the light bulbs that you're using have to be double bagged in plastic if you're going to throw them away, because otherwise the mercury will get into landfills. But you don't read that on any of the packaging.
Right.
Are you holding on to that real tight?
Why?
Well, you don't want to break it.
No, it says... Please minimize the handling of the base of this product.
I feel really queasy. I really have queasy.
And once again, Uncle Fester, please take care not to place the base of the light bulb in your mouth.
Don't put it in your mouth.
Thank you,
Stephen,
Gomez.
From Fairfax. Stephen, what can I do for you?
I got something for the poster.
Yes, okay, for the poster that we're going to put on our interns when we duct tape them to the tree?
Yes, birth control. It works.
Very good. Thank you very much for the suggestion.
Just support.
I might
one
just
of
duct
them.
Tape them to a tree today. I mean, just you know, put them out there, duct
nice.
Tape them for about an hour or so, let them learn their lesson. If they're back talking, Miss McBride, schoolmarm McBride, and also sassing our lovely Katie, that's just not fair.
Not
at all.
Acceptable. We can't accept
I
that.
Think, now, if I really wanted to punish them, I would have the interns suck on the base of these CFL light bulbs.
That,
for
that
a
would
while.
Be poisoning them, though, and
that
that's,
would be not good.
That's too good for
Snopes
them.
Snopes says that's okay.
Snopes says it's okay to do that.
Sure, suck on any bulbs you want.
Buzz says that the websites you've been to indicate that there is really no danger. But if there's no danger, then why do we have all these government regulations
because
about
we
it?
Don't want to be adding mercury to our environment if we can help it. And we can help it by double bagging them. The good
why
news
won't
is,
we have things that help us, like energy-saving light bulbs? Is there always some poison element to something
like nuclear
this?
Power. You know,
that's what I'm talking
with
about.
Certain risks, but the benefits far outweigh it. Listen, if you're only replacing one of these every 6 or 10 years, you're not really dumping that many into the environment. And like I said, I've invented a machine for disposing them.
But see, I know what politics you have, and you're a big...
It's not about politics.
But it is. It's a global warming thing. And I would say to you that, you know, you consider yourself green, right?
Yes,
you're a guy that's like
so.
Into recycling.
Very much so, yes.
I think if there's traces of mercury in these bulbs... Mm-hmm. I don't think that's a good idea.
Mercury can be our friend if we handle it properly.
Sure. Have you ever played with it? Like, you ever break a thermometer and roll it around? It's great. It's like a little wet ball.
Beth Ann McBride has come into the studio.
I will never read Maxim or Maxim.com. He's an awful lot of work for very little payoff, don't you think?
Yeah, I think. Well, what's the problem?
He gave me a cell phone number. It's someone else's number, so I just got the duct tape.
Are they back?
No.
Call them. Do they have a cell phone?
Yes.
Please call them and summon them to the.
I can't believe they're not
to the facility.
Okay. Do you want another glass of water while you're here?
I've come up with signs for them, by the way.
Okay. All right. Now, getting back to that, well, we'll deal with that. But so we're not going to have the guy. I mean, is that it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you know what?
Excellent. Thanks. So what I wanted to say to you, Buzz, mm-hmm. was, you know, if you're going to be throwing these things away like I did, and I'm guilty of this, where you just, you know, you put it in a trash bag without double bagging it.
I've broken them at home before.
It's inevitably going to burst, and it's going to, you know, leak that crap that's mm-hmm, in it mm-hmm. into the, and if everybody, you know, if 80% or say 50% of people are like me and mm-hmm. they're doing this and they're busting a light bulb mm-hmm. and they're putting it into the trash, mm-hmm. I mean, that's going to have a cumulative effect, don't you think?
What do you do with your old cell phone batteries? I mean, here's something else that doesn't go out very often but should be disposed of or recycled carefully.
But don't you think in the long run? Mm-hmm. I mean, but that's what I'm saying. People are not going to be careful with it. I'm not careful. Yeah. Are you careful with yours?
I am now that I know, but I didn't even know about this until very recently.
Do you double bag in plastic your CFL light bulbs when you throw them away?
I have not until now, and from now on I will.
All right, very good. The interns are here.
Like
we're
I said,
they
only burn out every 6 to 10 years anyway.
That's not true either, because they do burn out. I've had them, and I've had them burn out. Mm. And so it's not the 6 to 10 year thing is not true. The whole thing makes me feel a little wiggy. I don't know what side I'm on this issue, because I do believe, you know, in helping the environment and having these low energy light bulbs.
Right.
But the fact is, I'm a little concerned because there's this great unknown about what's going on with these light bulbs that are made in China.
Thank God my entire house is lit with spotlights.
Rob, I thought you used oil lamps.
I do that as well.
It's a very small risk, and we save 75% of our electricity that way. So I say it's worth it. I say go for it.
I'd like to go back 30 years ago when the thing was I had light bulbs in my mercury.
I'm a big fan. The congressman said, I'm a big fan of Thomas Jefferson.
Well, he was good.
And he invented the light bulb.
Didn't he invent that, the curly Q light bulb?
I don't think he did that.
He invented the swivel chair.
He invented mercury.
He did.
And he had it injected into tuna fish.
Thomas Jefferson invented the swivel chair.
Do you know? You know?
I thought he said Thomas Jefferson.
What do you worry then, Thomas? I just said that.
I thought he said Franklin.
Don't you think that we've got a problem when you are still getting warnings about fish that you eat that has mercury in it? And this is from decades ago when people were talking about the thermometers.
Sure, but I don't eat light bulbs.
You're blowing this
That's
off.
That's right. It said don't put it in your mouth.
You're blowing this off. They're saying put your mouth on it.
Well, no, because it has lead on it, silly. You wouldn't do that with paint.
I like to suck on pencils.
Do you have to be told? Well, that's
and if
graphite.
I want to suck on a light bulb in America, I should be able to suck
pencils
on a light
Pencils are made
bulb.
Of graphite, not lead.
Well, except for the wood part.
You don't think that, say, in your neighborhood, you got one guy that double bags his little light bulbs when he throws them out in plastic bags.
Right.
Then you got 20 people on your street that throw it away like an average thing, and it smashes and it gets in it. Don't you think in the long run that is going to cause some sort of health issue somewhere down the road?
If the majority of us are not careful with them, it could, which is
I'm making the argument that people aren't going to be careful. They're not being careful, and thousands of these light bulbs are going out into the trash on a weekly basis now because they are replacing these bulbs, the bulbs that we use now, with these mercury-filled bulbs, and people aren't clued in to the way to dispose of them. Did you know this before we started talking about it today?
I'll tell you this. Even having heard all this, I am the everyman. There's no way in a million years I would double bag.
For such a small
risk. I'm not going to go through that crap, and I'm saying I know most people aren't going to go through that. A small risk for an individual, but once you add it up, I'm curious when they're talking, when some laws, Buzz, and I know, look, the bottom line is this is what the EPA tells us to do. That in their little manual that this guy was reading, he says, if you break one of these light bulbs, do not sweep it up with a broom or a vacuum. Do not do that. He said you have to get like a piece of cardboard. And you have to actually use, we mentioned
like
duct tape before,
sort of.
Then use, for the last particles, use duct tape. Eliminate, get all small children out of the room that you're in.
It's not
open
that
the
bad.
Open. It's not. I'm just telling you what the guy was reading out of the
that,
law.
I know, but that guy is a minority voice. Most of the experts that we've consulted with here say it's no more dangerous than the fluorescent light bulbs we have been using for decades and decades and decades. You talked about the cumulative effect of throwing these things away.
Of mercury. Not throwing these things away, of mercury.
Let's not forget the cumulative effect of everybody saving 75% on their electric bills and on their electric energy use by switching to this kind of bulb.
Yeah, but that's not helping the electric company.
I forgot you have stock with them.
That's Rob Spiewak weighing in for big business.
Yes,
is that
I love
exactly
big business. I
doing?
Always side for big business.
All right, here we go.
Joe, would you like a glass of water while you're here?
All right, handling small numbers of broken fluorescent lamps. Mm-hmm. All right, this is what you were probably reading before. Health effects, no adverse effects are expected from occasional exposure to broken
lamps. Now, what about those big, long, 6-foot fluorescent tubes that they use? Mm-hmm. Are those
same damn stuff?
Do you know that when
CFLs
I work?
I'm sorry, Rob. CFLs contain a very small amount of mercury sealed within the glass tubing, mm-hmm. an average of 4 milligrams, about the amount that would cover the tip of a ballpoint pen.
Right.
By comparison, older thermometers contain about 500 milligrams of mercury.
Enough to roll around on the coffee table.
An amount equal to the mercury in 125 CFLs. Mercury is an essential part of CFLs. It allows the bulb to be an efficient light source. No mercury is released when the bulb blah, 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 blah.
When I worked at the furniture store when I was in high school.
I'm laughing because so many of your stories start like that.
I'm laughing at work.
When I worked at the furniture store.
The entire store was lit with those 6-foot fluorescent tubes, and about twice a year, we'd have to replace them. Pain in the ass, but we did it because when we were up there, we had to do it.
You ever break them for fun?
We would go to the dump with the furniture truck and throw them like javelins into the concrete.
Right.
Fantastic.
And sucking up all the mercury that was inside of them.
First, we'd get breathing as hard as we could.
Mm-hmm. Would you like to hear about the average fluorescent lamp, Rob?
But the thing about it is, why is this a concern now? The problem has got to be ages old.
Average 4-foot fluorescent lamp, just like the ones you're talking about, contains around, this is why you're going to die.
Yes, well, we're all going to die.
The average 4-foot fluorescent lamp, meanwhile, contains around 8 milligrams, or about 60 times less mercury than is contained in a typical 500 milligram fever thermometer.
Now, have you
They don't mention whether it's an oral or a rectal thermometer, but think about that. These thermometers, now the thermometers
have
we're talking about.
Have you ever broken one open to play with the mercury?
I think maybe when I was a kid,
I
did.
I think we all have. And, now look at it. We're fine.
Yeah.
Well, some people want to weigh in on this. Let's go to Barbara. Barbara, where are you calling from?
Hey, sweetie. It's Fredericksburg.
How are you, Barbara?
Good. How are you guys?
We're fine. I'm just playing with I'm handling the light
Don't
bulb.
Don't lick it, Mike.
I'm really tempted to.
So here's the deal with all these warnings and everything. And you can find it on a plastic bag. It says, you know, it might suffocate you, put over your head. Mm-hmm. It's all these crazy lawsuits that are out there that you have such extreme warnings so that they have to cover their butt.
That's right.
I mean, you could die from walking down the street and tripping over a darn mulch pile. So
the darn mulch pile. I tripped over the darn mulch pile, Barbara.
What happened to your ankle, Mike?
I've tripped over the darn mulch because I fell again.
We should have read the warning.
I was choking on my sandwich. It was dry.
They've changed the labels on toys now to say, instead of just adult supervision, it's now responsible adult supervision.
Right. It's like those plastic bags that say this is not a toy. They have to say that. Their lawyers make them.
I don't know. I don't know whether I agree with either one of you as far as the overall concerns about mercury. I've read a lot about mercury poisoning, and that is mercury is nasty.
It is a poison.
Stuff.
It's occurring element, isn't it?
Here's what I think. When you've got this technology, it seems to me, this is good. Why take the trade-off? You know, to use less energy, we have to have
because it's not
poison
an even,
in our light bulbs? That doesn't make any sense to me.
It's not an even trade-off. The benefit so far outweighs the risk. It's the way to go.
I think it's a now argument or a later. And I think anything into the ground that eventually is not going to go anywhere and is going to poison people is not necessarily a great idea.
We don't have to put them in the ground. By the way, California has a recycling program, and it's no different than putting out your recyclables of any other kind, which people seem to do very willingly.
Okay, the National Association of Ninnies. If you break a small fluorescent bulb, you should just kill yourself.
That's right.
Because it's all over. Yes, it's over.
It's the end.
But there's so much misinformation. That's what drives me nuts about this stuff.
I've given you the information.
You've given me, but there's a lot. But you know, I don't necessarily know what. You're on a website that is a green website,
website
that says, it's going to be okay.
Dozens. I'll give you dozens of websites.
You know, I just still have to. Oh, we have to break. But
we should
also
break, and I need water.
I want to really understand what. Oh, he's going to do it again.
I'm a little thirsty myself.
All right, let's listen. There it is. That's the sound the mercury makes.
That's right.
When it's going into your bloodstream. All right. Let's take one more call on this, and then we'll take a quick break. Let's go to Tom. Tom, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. How are you?
Hey, Mike. Great show. Listen,
thank you.
I'm a contractor out in the Bay Area, San Francisco. And when I do a job, I tell people, if you've got any extra garbage, just throw it in the trailer. We'll take it to the dump. Well, one client gave me like 10 of these long 4-foot fluorescent bulbs. And I took them to the landfill, and they totally rejected the whole load. I had to travel another 20 miles to go to a toxic waste place.
Right.
Where to dump these things off. And it just goes to show sometimes things are a little crazy. But it's the same thing out here. They had the MTBs put in gas about 10 years ago. Well, the MTBs contaminated all the water and was supposed to clean the air.
Yep. What are MTBs?
So, what do you do?
What are MTBs?
Well, no, it's the MTB they put in the gas.
Yeah. It's the additive that they put in the gas that was causing pollution.
Burn cleaner to clean the air, but in the meantime, it contaminates the water.
But in the meantime, your light bulb was safely disposed of.
So, you know, now you're like a pit bull. You're going to hang on to this.
I am.
You know what?
Now.
You're going to be responsible for hundreds of thousands of deaths.
That's right.
That's the last word on the subject. We have to take a break. when we come back, we've got the Hollywood buzz and more fun and more thrills. Maybe a short visit with our audio vault as well. And during the commercial break, I will be licking
Atta
this
boy.
CFL a light bulb, lick it. And it might not give me mercury poisoning, but I will be able to play in the Canadian Football League.
It will offset the Salmonella nicely.
Salmonella.
Salmonella.
We'll be right back, everybody.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.